Moses went to the mountain, and God spoke unto him.
Moses, this is the Lord thy God commanding you to obey my law. Do you hear me?
Yes, I hear you, I hear you. A deaf man could hear you.
What?
Nothing, Gunnish, forget it. Oh, Lord, why have you chosen me? What would you have me do for you?
I shall give you my laws, and you shall take them unto the people.
Yes, Lord! Lord, I shall give these laws unto thy people. Hear me! Oh, hear me! All pay heed! The Lord Jehovah, has given unto you these 15... Oy. 10 commandments for all to obey.
That was from the Mel Brooks film History of the World, Part 1. Now, many people assume Christians to be grim, humorless people. There are, in fact, Christians who feel that's the way they should be in reverence to God. The truth was very, very different. Jesus himself promises laughter for his children. Here's what Jesus says as part of the Beatitudes in Luke chapter 6, verse 21. Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh. Remember the song from the 60s by the Byrds called Turn, Turn, Turn? The lyrics of that song include the words of Ecclesiastes chapter 3. And here's what we find in verse 4. A time to weep and a time to laugh. And of course, laughter isn't to be used to embarrass or humiliate someone. It's to celebrate with God and others close to us for his blessings. An example of this comes from Psalm chapter 126, verses 1 and 2. When the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream, that our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue was singing. And they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. We also shouldn't encourage anger or hostility, pretending to be humor about religion or really anything else. This was something that comedian George Carlin embraced in his later years. Carlin wouldn't make jokes about religion. He would rant against it, often using, well, several of his legendary 7 words. This is what Paul instructs in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 3 and 4. But fornication, all uncleanness or covetous, let it not even be named among you, as is fitting for saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. What is humor designed to bring about? Happiness and joy, right? But doesn't the call to us include our giving good cheer by being of good cheer in all things? Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. So let each one give as he proposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. Jesus wants us to be joyful. He makes that abundantly clear in John chapter 15, verse 11. Jesus speaking, these things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. Positive, uplifting humor is not the work of Satan. In fact, religious humor can be used as a teaching tool for truth and understanding, the importance of which we're taught about in 1 John chapter 5, verse 20. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Now, in case you don't believe this, then let me try to prove it to you. There was a man in a small town in the Midwest, and the town was just getting inundated with rain. They had flood warnings come out. The local police were going around to evacuate people. They pulled up to the man's house, said, come on into the car, sir. We'll take you to the shelter where you'll be safe. Man said, no, thank you. I have my Bible. I have my prayers. I have my faith. God will protect me. They tried to reason with him. Can't really force him, so the police went on to pick up other people. The rains continued. The floodwaters started to rise. Now the man was looking out of the window of the second floor of his home. The police returned, this time in a boat, called out to him and said, sir, jump into the boat. We'll take you to safety. Man said, no, thank you. I have my Bible. I have my prayers. I have my faith. God will protect me. Got a little rocky in the boat. The police had to move on for their safety. The rain kept coming down. The floodwaters continued to rise. Now the man was standing on the roof of his house. Once again, the police came back, this time in a helicopter. They lowered a ladder down to him and said, "Sir, climb onto the ladder. We'll pull you up and take you to safety." Man called back to them and said, "No, thank you. I have my Bible. I have my prayers. I have my faith. God will protect me." It was windy. The storm was rocking the helicopter back and forth. So once again, the police had no choice but to leave the man on the roof of his house in the rain and the floods. The rains continued to fall. The floodwaters continued to rise. The man drowned, died, went to heaven. Down through the pearly gates, sought out God, found him, said, "God, my Lord, my Savior, I had my Bible. I had my prayers. I had my faith. Why did you let this happen to me?" God looked at him and said, "Hey, I gave you a cop car, a boat, and a helicopter. What more do you want?"